A new national intelligence estimate on Iran's nuclear capabilities and intentions says international pressure and scrutiny caused Iran to stop work on nuclear weapons in late 2003, and the work had not resumed as of mid-2007. But the report adds that Iran appears to be keeping open the option of building a nuclear weapon. It says Iran continues to produce enriched uranium. The estimate says Iran is not likely to have enough weapons-grade highly enriched uranium for a bomb until late 2009 at the earliest. The key findings of the estimate, which represent the highest collective judgments of the U.S. intelligence community, were released Monday. The new assessment differs sharply in some respects with a 2005 national intelligence estimate on Iran. In 2005, the intelligence agencies said Iran was determined to develop nuclear weapons. The new estimate says it now appears Iran is less determined to produce nuclear weapons than previously believed. Nevertheless, it adds, it would be difficult to persuade Iran's leadership to give up any ambitions to be a nuclear power. In a written statement, National Security Advisor Stephen Headley says the new estimate has some positive news. He said it confirms the Bush administration's strategy of keeping up international diplomatic pressure on Iran. Headley says it underscores that Iran's nuclear ambitions remain a very serious problem. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who asked the White House to produce the latest estimate, says it shows the need for engaging Iran on the nuclear issue.
We should be having a surge of diplomacy with Iran, and based upon this, I think it would be a pretty good idea.
The United States has been trying to forge consensus among the five permanent members of the UN Security Council for new sanctions on Iran for its alleged nuclear weapons ambitions. Iran has insisted that it only seeks to develop nuclear energy for peaceful, non-military use. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.